Skylarks used in fight against solar park scheme. Opponents of plans for another solar farm in the Dengie are hoping the protected skylark could help them win. Application has been made to set up the project on some 33 hectares of arable land at the Prentice Farm, Purley. But Purley Parish Council has said the development is too close to neighbouring properties in Hackman's Lane and will potentially harm wildlife, including protected species. It added, the application does not adequately address the potential harm to wildlife, including protected species, given that it is adjacent to ancient woodlands, namely Greatwood, Squeaking Gate Wood, Roundwood and New England Wood. Anglo Renewables Limited, behind the proposed scheme, proposes 32 hectares of flowering meadow grassland on site, which it says will be enhanced to create a species diverse neutral grassland. An ecology report adds hedgerows and trees on site are considered suitable for supporting a range of lowland farmland bird species for foraging and nesting. A total of 46 species were recorded across the 2023 Breeding Bird Survey, including the skylark, which, based upon the numbers and locations the birds were observed at, were considered to be potentially nesting on site. The report says the proposed development will result in a loss of open arable fields and hedgerows, which have been shown to support a single skylark on site. However, it adds, as the wider landscape beyond the site supports large areas of arable, grassland and hedgerows, which provide good skylark breeding and foraging habitat, the loss of arable habitat resulting from the development is considered to be minor and unlikely to have significant impact upon the local skylark population. It says, skylarks were recorded during the survey within the adjacent fields. Wider habitats are considered to have potential to absorb any displaced birds based on the optimal surrounding habitat. John Buchanan, local naturalist and author of Wildlife of Malden, has said in representations to the application that too much land is now being given over to these solar farms instead of directing developers to new housing, etc., to install panels on roofs. He added, agricultural land needs to be maintained for arable crops to maintain long-term food security. Bad weather over the last year means that productivity over the next harvest will be a big issue. With climate change disrupting weather patterns and leading to increased rain, things are only likely to get worse.